Milwaukee County prosecutors recently released emails showing correspondence in 2010 between Walker campaign manager Keith Jilks and county executive staffer Kelly Reinfleisch, who may be going to jail for campaigning on taxpayer time. Jilks was asked yesterday if the documents show illegal coordination between campaign and county staff.
I don't believe that's the case whatsoever. However, because of my cooperation with the DAs, I'm not going to comment further on it, as it's part of a legal proceeding that I'm not allowed to talk about.
Jilks told reporters they've only seen bits and pieces of various emails. Jilks was also asked as to whether he ordered county staff to set up a separate computer network in the county office to lessen the chance of public oversight.
I have no knowledge of it, and it's not something I was involved with.
But Jilks' admission that he's still working with county prosecutors in the Doe case and the claim that the media have only seen small bits of the 2010 emails troubles State Democratic Party spokesman Graham Zielinski.
Well, obviously the investigation isn't over, and obviously by his own admission, it's a lot bigger than what has been revealed to the public. He says that there's only bits and pieces of emails that have been seen. I think the public should see all the emails.
Former Walker aide Jilks contends the public understands what took place in 2010 and that Governor Walker will continue to stress his cooperation with prosecutors. Chuck Quirnbach, Wisconsin Public Radio.